Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Graziella Hall. And we're having a wonderful conversation. What?
Hello.
Hello. We're having a wonderful conversation with Sabine Haribedian. Did I say
it right
again?
Yes, absolutely.
And actually, at the break, we were just talking that Graziella's, you take a pillow, what your husband takes a pillow?
I take a pillow.
Yeah, you take your own
when
pillow.
When I travel, a little tiny baby pillow, that's what they call him, a baby pillow.
Okay.
And I put it in my suitcase always because I can't sleep on regular pillows.
Right, okay. No, I agree with you 100%. As I said earlier, I have one that's almost dead, and then I have this thick one. So I have two pillows, but if you saw one, it's like, why bother? But it turns into the perfect height for me. You know, if it's an inch more, I can't sleep. It's like an inch less, I'm out of my mind. And so something like this, and you were also talking that, you know, you conceptually like the idea of putting out your foot end.
Yes, because when I had surgery, my knee surgery, I had to put my leg up for weeks, you know, a certain time during the day. And it was really a nuisance.
Right.
Trying to find the right height, and then the pillows would fall off, and then you can't move around. So this is a great idea.
The other thing, too, which I'm, you know, again, giving out the website, let me do that again, because the phone number on the website, the number is 1-800-527-5097, and the website is www.ablesolutions.com. Of course, you can call 311, because everything we have here gets recorded to 311, so if somebody doesn't have a pen, can't remember it, call 311 and talk, you know, ask her for in reference to Sabine's product here. But the nice thing is it's 20 pounds.
Yes.
So therefore, almost what Graziella's saying is you can pick it up and take it someplace. You can lend it to somebody. Somebody had a knee operation, as you're saying. So you could turn around and say, you know what? My friend could use it for a week. And try it out, and which is a nice thing. It doesn't become so permanent with screws and hooks and everything that you're ruining your mattress. You know, you're stuck with, if you don't like it after a couple of months or your condition improves, you may put it back in the closet for a while. Nothing wrong with it, but you have it.
Exactly. My kids are younger, obviously, and they use it when they have their seasonal allergy. You know, they get a little bit stuffy nose, and it helps them, like, sleep at an incline and help during that.
How old are your children?
They are 11. I have twin boys, yes. And
twin boys, they probably use it as a slide too at some point. Trust me, I can imagine what they're using it for.
So it becomes very versatile around the house and very convenient to have one and use it, as you said, just from, you know, 0 to 99 years old, you can be using it.
Right. Yeah. At some given point, it makes sense for everybody. And I want to go back to what Graziella was saying in reference to your legs, because, you know, one of the big things I know, it's seniors. Like, I don't even know what the word of it is, like water retention.
Water retention,
okay,
yes.
But I think there's a term. You know, so it's important. And the whole idea is your feet are supposed to be elevated above your heart.
Especially in the summer.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yes.
And so what a comfortable, and this you could even use, since it is portable, you can literally put it on your hassock in your living room or your den and help raise your feet. So it's one of these things that it's funny because it's medical, but it's also a comfort type of product.
Yes, that was important to me when I thought about the product and the way to build it is to provide help for people who need assistance, but also comfort for people who just want to relax and have a easier life, basically. That's where the name comes from. So,
how long did it take you to develop the concept? I know you said you started in 2014.
Yeah, so the idea came in 2014 when I was laying down in my bed and trying to move. But it took me a couple of years to really commit to, you know, leaving my job and really founding the company. So the company was born in 2016, almost 2 years ago. And I've been working full time on this project since then. We've had to go through, you know, several prototypes, make sure that everything was working, finding the right suppliers. Again, because we wanted to really offer a really high quality product. And as I mentioned, the product launched earlier. The website has been live since January 1st, and We've been getting really good feedback. If you can go on the website, we have really nice testimonials that are all from people who've used the product and for different reasons. There's a woman who broke her back and had to be laying down basically until it healed, because unfortunately you can't, you know, do anything to you can't put it in a cast or anything. So she really loved the product. Her testimonial is on the website. We have people post-surgery who mentioned how much it helped them and how it lowered the level of pain, because again, anything that is abdominal or thoracic or even orthopedic, like the shoulders, you really lose all the mobility of your upper body. So getting this lift from your back naturally just by pushing on the button is critical and really improve the quality of life for people who are not able to be independent during that time period.
That's important. I mean, and because it's that then goes into somebody's mind, that brings home depressions and stuff.
Absolutely.
I mean, something simple, but all of a sudden the activity that you did so well 2 weeks ago, now you can't do it, and either have a paid caregiver in there, or you have an adult child, and worst case scenario, you have a grandchild, which then totally makes you crazy, because it's like, well, it's not your job to be doing this for me. Thank you very much. It's, you know, so something like this brings you back your independence.
Yes.
And it's portable.
Yes. Yeah, and anyone who's helped someone actually get up from a bed just by, you know, putting your hands behind the back and lift up, you realize how much strain it is on your own back.
Right, that's true, too.
And again, that caregiver safety is really critical, especially if it's some condition that is chronic or somebody who needs help, like, every day. You know, some people who actually, unfortunately, have to spend a lot of time in their own bed, if they need help getting in and out of bed every time they need to go to the bathroom or go for a meal. I mean, it's a lot of time that you have to lift up that person during the day. And it's one of the problems, especially as people are getting older, is if one of the partners is not feeling well and needs help, it really is a big takes a big impact on the health of the other person. And then the couple is not well. And as you said, you know, depression is something that is also really an issue when you're not feeling well and you see yourself going down. So regaining that mobility, or at least just improving your mobility, is really key, and something that the AbleLift can help you achieve.
Right. Years ago, I don't know, maybe it was like 7 or 8 years ago, I went for hospice training as a volunteer at Parker, Parker Jewish Rehab. And it's an amazing thing, because what you're talking about is so true. They have to teach you how to help somebody up and help somebody get back down, because you can not only wind up hurting the patient, you can hurt yourself more, because it's dead weight sometimes. Even though there may be a small person, it's just, it sounds funny, it's a sack of potatoes. I mean, you can't, it's like, so you jerk, you hurt them, you pull something in your back, then everybody feels uncomfortable. It's like, it's not worth it. You have something like this that's designed well, lightweight, easily transportable, and it's not going to damage, you know, like I said earlier, you don't have to screw it into something. It's the type of thing that really, it's versatile. And then again, if you have 11 years or younger, they can use it as a slide. So this is very versatile. You have to look, you have to appreciate all angles.
No, I have a disclaimer here. No, it has to be used for its intended purpose. But let me also mention one thing. We've been working with hospices, because unfortunately, you know, people at the end of their life, a lot of people do not want to bring a hospital bed in their home. It does have a stigma. And, you know, if people decide that they want to spend the last few days, weeks of their life comfortable at home, the AbleLift has been also really a saver, because it allows a person to stay in their own bed next to their life partners and not be in the den, in a hospital bed or somewhere where, you know, they are losing their dignity. So they can remain in their own bed and still get the help that they need to, you know, be uplifted and down.
Right.
And that's one thing also that, you know, we've been able to offer these people by using the AbleLift.
That's, you know, of everything we've said in the last half hour, I think that's the most important. Because I know stories by being involved with the radio in the town where people have gotten separated, because the husband wasn't strong enough to take care of the wife, but she needed a little bit more, getting her in and out of bed to go to the bathroom or whatever it was. And so she's in one facility and he's in another. yet he's not bad enough to be in that facility, and vice versa. There's been, and you hear about these stories. It's like, who wants to end their life that way for the following, for a couple of years, even though they're both getting good care?
Yes.
They've been separated.
Yes.
So something like this, it's an intermediary step, that it's worth the try.
Yes.
Guess what? Some cases are beyond this, too. I mean,
absolutely.
I can't be helped. So we're not talking, Sabine's not saying this is the cure-all for everybody.
No.
But it's definitely worth the shot to see if this helps you, mitigate some of the issues that you have so you can stay and live in your own home.
Yes.
Graziella?
I have a question.
I know, you get that inquisitive look. We only have 2 minutes to go.
In your website, it says that it's women-owned and operated, your company.
Yes. So I am...
How many? Tell me.
Oh, yes. We are three in the company, and I own 100% of the company, so I guess that's how you can claim that it's woman-owned and operated.
She's the boss.
Okay.
Yes, and I'm happy to answer any question that people have. I hope that we'll get a chance to discuss, the ableist, if people have any questions. And again, renting is a really good way to test a product without committing to
purchasing
it. Oh, I
didn't hear that. Maybe I missed that. I'm sorry. People can rent it. They don't have to buy it.
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know
there's
that.
A rental option. And again, you can contact us. I'm happy to extend a 10% discount to anybody who's referring to this show, either on rental or purchase. And we just want to get the word out because we really believe that this product can help a lot of people. Aging at home or recovering from a surgery, and we really hope to make a difference.
Perfect. Sabine, this was one. I'm going to give you out your phone number again, which is 1-800-527-5097, and you can call even if this is for questions too. So you're not calling just to put an order in. You can call and say, I don't understand exactly what was discussed this morning. Could somebody explain it to me in a little greater detail?
Yes,
which is important.
Give us a call.
Okay, terrific. You've been listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Sabine, I want to thank you so much for being here, and we'll be right back.